Soon after the miracles of Kriyat Yamsuf, the Jewish people arrive at Mara. They're thirsty, but they can't drink the water because it's bitter. In fact, there's a double entendre in Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'lo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara, ki marim heim. The water is bitter. They're bitter. Al kein kara shma Mara. The people complain to Moshe. Moshe turns to Hashem, and Hashem shows him a piece of wood, tells him to throw it into the water, and the wood sweetens the water. Hashem shows Moshe how he can cure things, how he can heal things, how he can heal water. And then he gives the Jewish people their first mitzvot, Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat V'Sham Nisahu. And Hashem explains how health is linked to keeping mitzvot. Pasuk Chavav, Vayomrim Shamoa Tishma L'Kol Hashem Elokecha V'Hayashar Be'inav Ta'aseh V'Hazamta L'Mitzvotah V'Shamarta Kol Chukav Kol HaMachala Asher Samti V'Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha. As you've seen, I heal the waters for people who keep the mitzvot. If you keep the mitzvot, all of the terrible machalot you saw in Egypt will not be placed on you. You'll be protected from them. And then Hashem adds four words, Ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I am Hashem, your healer. What is this adding, these last words? Not only will I not place the diseases, but I'll heal you. So Rashi explains, the Pashat Pshat is that God teaches us the Torah, and through the Torah, we know what things to avoid. Like a doctor who tells someone what foods to avoid in order to avoid sickness. The mitzvot help us live our life in a way that we avoid sickness. But then Rashi adds six more words. V'chein hu omer, rifut tieh l'sharecha. Rashi's quoting the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel, that the Torah is presented as a refuah for oneself, not just helping you avoid sickness, but as a refuah. The Maharal, in his Gur Aryeh, points this out and says, it seems from Rashi that there's an added element here. God not only, through the Torah, teaches us how to avoid sickness, but the Torah itself helps heal us as a people. So God promises not to place sicknesses on us, teaches us the Torah that also helps us know what to avoid, helps us heal whatever problems we have. And obviously there's another concept here. Ani Hashem Rofecha. Hashem himself promises to heal us. As we know, God is the healer of all beings. But there's a special healing relationship with the Jewish people. And we see this in the added facet of the bracha of Rifa'inu, beyond what we say after going to the bathroom, Asher Yatzar, the Chatima of Asher Yatzar is Baruch Ata Hashem, Rofei Kol Basaru Mafli La'asot. God heals all flesh, all humanity. But in Rifa'inu, where we speak specifically as a Jewish people to God, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, Ani Hashem Rofecha. God teaches us how to live healthy lives, physically and spiritually, and he actually heals personally all of humanity, but in a unique way, his people, the Jewish people. All this begins this week's Parashat Perek Tetvav, Pasuk Chavav, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha.